So the purpose of today was to simulate a motor vehicle accident, which we have one patient in trap and us as firefighters doing our job to go in there and retrieve the patient from any further injury. It's not every day we get to cut up a car. Health and safety, we want to go over the safety techniques and things to do when you know you don't feel safe or where something's going wrong. Just don't be afraid to address that issue right then and there. You want to be systematic when you're doing a vehicle like that, especially one of these European vehicles. We like to use the jaws of life, which is the spreaders, cutters, and rams. Usually we would try to work in teams with the spreaders because the objects are so heavy. Try to get it as probably deep as you can in there and just keep spreading as much as you can until you finally get it off. So the window breaking, you want to do it from the corner. We would like to do it where it doesn't shatter and gets over the patient because we just don't want to punch through a glass or anything like that. We want to make sure the patient is covered. Just do it the proper way with proper technique. It is very important for us to do exercise like this just to always stay ready. You know, you never know when the moment might come when we have to use these tools and these techniques that we learn on a patient or real-world situations. So in the midst of us getting prepared to do the training, we had a real-world situation that happened, which was a fuel spill on the flight line that we had to respond to. Our job is to make sure the fuel does not spread anymore, so try to block it from any drainage or from the grass or anything like that, just to make sure we plug up all the areas where the fuel cannot reach. Just try to contain this fuel as much as we can. We didn't expect to, you know, be in the middle of exercise and then get a real work call. So just being ready is like the most important thing we could ever do. We train constantly, so just to see how the tools actually work and to have faith in your equipment, have faith in your partner, and have faith in the fire department structure. It's really cool. Always ready. That's our motto. Always be ready. Always be prepared. You always have to be prepared for anything. You never know.